أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه كما أراد أما بعد الحمد لله another beautiful night in the month of Ramadan and tomorrow inshallah al-aziz we will be reciting rather listening to the beautiful recitation of Surah Al-Rahman And then very shortly, in the following few days, we'll be coming towards the Khatm al-Qur'an, the completion of the Qur'an. So may Allah Azza wa Jal enable us all to maximize these beautiful nights that are remaining. Ameen. Human nature is that we love to meet. And apart from meeting one another, we also love to speak. We love talking about everything under the sun. Things which are beneficial and also things which are bakwas. This is just part of human nature. And if you bring two people together who don't know one another, they will sit down and they will naturally have a conversation, but soon the conversation will dry up. But then if you bring two random people together who may not know one another, but they have something in common, like women, they love to talk about clothes, they love to talk about jewelry, or the latest drama, or the latest gossip. Even though two women may not know one another, they can talk there for hours and hours and hours. Similarly with men as well, we normally have a conversation, hello, how are you, how's it going, TK, and then that's it, like, it becomes awkward, we don't know what else to talk about. But if you take somebody from the same field, and you're talking about the latest software and the latest engineering tactics, etc., they can talk for hours and hours. You take two lawyers and put them together and they'll talk about the latest legislation and this act and that act. You bring doctors together and they'll talk about all of the modern procedures, etc., and what's going on. Same with people who are business-minded, they will talk about business and the tactics and the various things and techniques, etc. So when people come together and they have a common topic or a common subject, they share ideas, they exchange information, and the engagement becomes much more meaningful. This is what happens to humans when they are talking about things about the world. So what is our conversation, or what type of conversations do we have as Muslims? Because when we come to the masjid, everybody has different fields. Somebody is an electrician, somebody is an engineer, somebody is a doctor, somebody is something in some particular field. But what brings us together in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our commonality and our foundation is that we all believe in the same thing, the oneness of Allah azza wa jal. We believe in the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We read the same Quran, we pray the same salah, and we do all of those things. So normal people may have one or two things in common, the like of food, the like of particular sports or a team, the like of a particular field in their life. But we as Muslims, we have so many things in common, yet if you simply reflect at the conversations or the quality of the conversations that we have, as soon as we leave the masjid, what are the conversations that we have? We won't be talking about Allah or the Messenger or the deen. We won't be talking about all the intricate elements of our deen and sharia. We'll be talking about what you did today, how was your roza, and what happened at work, and what happened with your neighbor, what happened in business, X, Y, and Z. These are the mundane and the trivial conversations that we end up having with our brothers and sisters, even when we come to the masjid. And this is something which is very, very lacking in our community, that when we have so much in common, we should be sharing good nasiha and good advice to one another, because this is what the Sahaba Ikram used to do. And today, inshallah, Aziz, I'll give you a simple example of the Salaf al-Salihin, the righteous followers of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, after the Tabi'een, the Taba Tabi'een, the Salaf al-Salihin, the righteous predecessors. When they used to meet one another and they used to come to the masjid, their conversations were not just basic, mundane, day-to-day conversation. They would actually have a meaningful engagement and conversation with one another and talk about things and give each other advice relating to the deen. When was the first time ever that we stood outside the masjid and said, brother, come here, let me tell you about this dua that I learned. Come here, you have to do this tahajjud. You have to do this particular act of worship of duha. You have to give sadaqah in this particular way. Come, I have to tell you. When we have a particular deal in a business or we've learned some trick of the trade, we're very, very quick to share these things. Look, come, Come here, I'll give you this particular idea, I'll give you this formula to succeed. But we don't have these same conversations with our brothers and sisters. Say, look, come here, I want to share something meaningful from this particular verse of the Quran. This is how this verse impacted me. This is how this hadith impacted me. I want to share this advice and this nasiha with you. We don't have those conversations, and this is why we are lacking in our engagement and in our cohesion as a community. Because the Sahaba Ikram, the Tabi'een, the Taba Tabi'een, the Salaf al-Saliheen, they wouldn't just talk about the worldly things, about how to succeed in life. They would actually talk about things and how to succeed in their deen and give each other advice. So one example that I want to share with you today, that the Salaf al-Saliheen, when they would meet one another, after their Salah, this is the conversation or the type of conversations that they used to have. And this one salaf, he was giving this nasiha, this advice to his brother to say, this is how you need to live your life in this particular way. And he mentions that, man aslaha sarira, aslahullahu alaniya. That the person who fixes and the person who corrects and betters his secret affairs, i.e. internal affairs and what is inside in terms of his heart, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fix his external affairs and perfect his external affairs. So this is the type of advice that we salihin used to give one another. And imagine the type of advice that we give to each other when we come to the masjid or go out of the masjid, the type of conversations that we have. Now this is a very, very deep and meaningful nasiha that they used to give one another. Because what we do is we always focus on our external, how we appear, whether our beard is correct, whether our clothing is correct, whether we have the correct topi, our attire, the way that we carry ourselves, the way that we communicate. We focus on all of these personas. Persona is a facade, it's something which is above you. We focus on all of these external things and how people perceive us and how we want them to understand us as good people, honest people, upright people, humble people, etc., or a person who is very successful. All of these personas, this is what we project to our employer, to our friends, to our neighbors, to our family, to all of those that are around us, that this is how this person is. But the reality is, on the inside, we are very, very different. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam was so loved by all of those that were around him, because there was no discrepancy between what was on the inside and what was on the outside. We sit together in salah and we say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you, my brother to my right, my brother to my left. And then we go outside and say, oh, he was pushing me and shoving me, he smelled and he was this and he was that. You've just sent salam upon this individual, which is what you externally showing, but internally, you despise that individual. You know, we come and we apparently share this masjid and do so many things together, but internally we are very, very different. Similarly, the way that we show ourselves to the world is very different. And if you want to know the reality, or at least a portion of a reality of an individual, then all you need to do is go and ask their wives or ask their partners, what is the reality of your husband? What is the reality of your wife? And they will tell you, because they know you far better than anybody else. In the world, you can keep up appearances with your best of friends and family and everybody else, but your wife will know you far better, and your husband will know you far better than anybody else. Your mother and your father will know you far better than anybody else, because they know what you're truly like. So this is the nasiha that the Salihin would give to one another, that the person who can correct his internal affairs, his secret affairs, i.e. the affairs of the heart, and who he truly is, correct that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will automatically correct his external affairs and perfect him. So what we do is we focus on the outer and we never actually focus on the inner. If the inside is ugly, then no matter how much you put makeup on, how much you beautify yourself on the outside, internally you will be dark and ugly. But you have to be beautiful on the inside. And this is something that we really need to focus upon, especially in the month of Ramadan. So ask yourselves, when you're alone at home, ask yourselves, who are you truly? What is your reality? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows your reality. Even though we can show so much to the dunya, Allah azza wa jal knows our reality. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْزُرُ إِلَى سُوَرِكُمْ ولا إلى أجسادكم. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at your apparent faces, because faces can be deceiving. You know, you can just look at our women folk, or even the men who are extremely conniving, they will smile at you, but they're giving you vicious daggers, and like, you wait and I'll sort you out later. You know, smiling at you, shaking your hand, but then ready to cut you off from the roots as well. This is how we can portray ourselves from our face and smile, but internally we're plotting their entire destruction, the destruction of their khandan and family and business. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't look towards the outer, بَلْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ, but rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks to the state and the heart and the sincerity and the conviction within your heart. Because the heart reflects your true reality. The heart is who you truly are, even though you may put on so many external things. So we really need to focus on our heart and to make sure that we correct our hearts and purify our hearts. And this statement, man aslaha sarira, and sarira comes from sir, which means the secrets, the deepest and the darkest secrets that you hold within your heart. If you can fix yourself and all of those things that are there, get away of your animosity, get rid of your hatred, get rid of your bugs, get rid of all of your negative things, and truly love others for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and be true. You know, sometimes people say that this person, you know, wears his heart, you know, on his sleeve, you know, that he's literally, whatever he says is what he feels. They don't kind of differentiate. And this is how Muslims should truly be. They should be true from the inside and true from the outside as well. I'll give you a very, very simple example how appearances can be very, very deceptive. Two people can come here to the masjid and pray their salah. A person on the right and a person on the left. Both of them will perform the exact same actions. Outwardly, it appears like they have both completed and performed the salah, and it should both be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas one person was forced and compelled and threatened by their parents or their friends or somebody else, you have to go to the masjid. Or for some other particular reason, they came to be with their friends so that they could run away after the second rakat of Tarabi or the eighth rakat of Tarabi and do something else. They came for some other reasons, but externally, what are they doing? They are praying. The other person came with the khushu of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the sincere love and devotion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to cry and plead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Both are externally praying in the exact same way, but one person's heart is actually true to his body and to his form, and the other person's heart, i.e. his sir, what is inside, is not true to what is external. And this is where there will be differentiation on the day of Qiyamah, that many people will say, I've done all of these prayers, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reject all of those prayers because the heart was somewhere else. The mind was somewhere else. So don't just always judge, as they say, don't judge a book by its cover. Similarly, don't just judge people by their external, look towards their inner heart and see what they truly are. And we as Muslims should be the true reflection on the outside of what is on the inside. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would do the dua, Allahumma kama hassanta khalqi fa hassin khuluqi, O Allah, the way that you have perfected my outer appearance, also, Ya Allah, perfect my inner as well, i.e. my akhlaq. And the akhlaq comes from the heart, the sincerity, the devotion of who the person truly is. This is how deep that particular statement of that sahabi, of that salaf is, that man aslaha sarira, that if you can perfect your secrets in your inner and your heart, aslahullahu alaniya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will perfect and correct your outer as well. And we learn in many ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that the person, he will come, he will have disheveled hair, you know, crazy hair, long hair, and his beard will be full of dust, his clothes will be ripped. And if an ordinary person like us were to look at that individual, would say, what is this person, what is this tramp, what is this destitute, what is this vagabond walking around, coming to the masjid, no adab, no ihtiram, coming into the masjid, and his hair's full of, you know, nits, and he's got, you know, dust all over his face, and his kapri, and he's ripped up, and he's coming here to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We would judge him by his external appearance. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, لَوْ أَقْسَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لَأَبَرَّهُ, that that individual, if he were to take a qasam, an oath upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would immediately fulfill that person's oath. Why? Because the outer doesn't matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person internally and his heart is far more greater and purer than any individual. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would accept his dua. And even though all our lives we outwardly appear to be Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to perhaps reject our du'as or ignore our du'as because our hearts don't match our actions. This is why it's so important for us to really correct our inside before we just focus on the outside. We always focus on the outside and we never sit down and fix the inside first. So this is why it's so important to correct our secrets and correct our hearts, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, يَوْمَ تُبَلَ السَّرَائِرِ يَوْمَ تُبَلَ السَّرَائِرِ, that on that day, the day of Qiyamah, all of the secrets will be exposed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The secrets that you kept hidden within your heart, the secrets that you did within the darkness of your home, in the darkness of those streets or the places that you worked, all of those secrets that you did that you thought were hidden, on that day will be exposed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, before that day comes, make sure that you have no secrets to be ashamed of. No secret vices that you have to be ashamed of. No bad habits that you have to be ashamed of. Because on that day, they will all be exposed. So make sure, Ya مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك. This is the dua of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. O turner of hearts, O turner of hearts, turn my heart and make it steadfast on your deen. Make sure your heart is in the right place and you're praying and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you have no secrets to hide and you are true on the inside as you are on the outside. So this is the first statement. من أصلح سريرة أصلح الله علانية. And the second statement, Salaf al-Salihin would, or nasiha, the advice that they would give one another is, وَمَنْ أَصْلَحَ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ أَصْلَحُ اللَّهُ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ النَّاسِ. That the person who corrects and fixes and perfects his the relationship between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perfects and corrects the relationship between him and his Lord, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will perfect and correct his relationship with all of humanity. We work so hard. We have so many difficult relationships. Sometimes those relationships can be difficult with our own parents, with our siblings, with our spouse, with our friends, with our neighbors, with our extended khandan employer. There's so many relationships that we are involved in, and there are always problems that we are trying to fix with every single rishta. Trying to fix this and this, compromising here, doing this for them, that for them, listening to them, and do all of these things, fighting, arguing, disputing all the time. As human beings from a young age, we are constantly fixing our relationships with one another. But the Salaf al-Salihin mentioned that if you do not first and foremost fix your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then none of your external relationships will ever be sound, will ever be fixed. This is the first and the primary relationship that you need to fulfill. If you do not fulfill your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your salah, in your zakah, in your sawm, in your hajj, in your character, in your akhlaq, in the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, you do not fix your relationship, what is between you and your Lord, you and your deen, you and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, then how can you ever expect for all of the other relationships to be sound and to be fixed in your life? You will struggle with all of those for the entirety of your life because you have not fulfilled your relationship and the duty of your relationship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So look at how profound this second nasiha the salihin would give to one another, the salafus salihin, that fix what is between you and your Lord, and automatically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fix your relationship with other people. We learn in the hadith al-Qudsi of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, Allah ta'ala calls Jibreel alayhi salam and tells him, I love this individual, therefore you love this individual. And then Jibreel alayhi salam goes and announces throughout the entire heavens, all of the heavens, that all of the angels, you love this individual because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves him. And then Jibreel alayhi salam continues and to Ahlul Ard, to the people of the dunya, and says, love this individual because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves him. So when you fulfill your relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah in turn makes the farishte, the malaika, love you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place the love your love in the hearts of other people. But if you are lacking in your duty, in your relationship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then believe me, no matter how hard you try with all of your rishte throughout the world, you will never succeed because you are failing in your relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal, with the deen of Islam, with the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the third nasiha the Salaf al-Saliheen would give to one another. Imagine us having this conversation after the masjid, talking about these, brother, correct yourself, brother, stop lying, brother, stop cheating, brother, stop making these false claims and these fraudulent claims. Brother, when you go to work, make sure you only take a 10-minute break. Don't go to 11 minutes and 12 minutes. When you're online and you're showing you're online to the workplaces, but really you're chilling out and you're watching a drama, brother, don't do that. Don't do that. You're deceiving your employer. How do you think your income is going to be halal? If we have these conversations and give this nasiha to one another, why? Because we share the same goal that we want to see each other in Jannah. We want to fulfill our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to fix our hearts. If we had these candid and realistic conversations with one another, our hal, our hearts and our actions would be far, far different than they are today. Every day our conversations are absolutely ridiculous when we take them outside. We don't have this nasiha. Imagine, like I said at the beginning, if you have something in common, you share that. You talk about all of those things and you say this. Look at how much we have in common in our deen, but we don't share that. We just leave it to the Maulvi sahab to say it and then that's it. No. You need to share with one another. Da'wah isn't just with non-Muslims. Da'wah is with one another as well. Supporting your brother as well. And then the third nasiha they would give to each other. وَمَنْ اِهْتَمَّ بِأَمْرِ آخِرَةِ كَفَى اللَّهُ أَمْرَ دُنْيَا. That person who does ihtimam, who prepares, and who concerns himself with the hereafter, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would make his hereafter and his dunya sufficient for him. But if you look at our lives, that the majority of our concern, our focus, our drive is always to achieve the things in the dunya. The latest car, the latest fashion, the biggest home, the biggest success, the promotion and so many other things. We're always concerned about the dunya. We're never actually concerned about how we are preparing for our akhirah. How we are going to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every decision that we make for our betterment or for the betterment of our children or for our khandan. We don't ever ask ourselves, this decision that I'm about to make, this business that I'm about to go in, these clothes that I'm about to wear, this person that I'm about to meet, is this pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? How will I answer for this particular decision on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of Akhirah, when I stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When we allow our children to run wild, how is your upbringing with your children? How is your relationship with your family, with your mother, with your employers? But how concerned are you for your ultimate return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much do you spend in thinking about all of your decisions and whether they are in line with the akhirah, whether they're only in line with the dunya? What is our benefit? What is our maqsad? What is our goal? Where is our faida? Is it always in the dunya, or are we actually thinking about, no, I need to make the right decision for my akhirah? This is the statement, وَمَنْ اِهْتَمَّ. Those people who prepare and their main concern, بِأَمْر, with all of the concerns and the affairs of the akhirah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make, kafallah, will make it easy for their akhirah and their dunya. But if you only go for the dunya, you'll only receive the dunya and a very small portion of the dunya, and you'll have nothing of the hereafter. But when you go for the akhirah, when you prepare for the akhirah and make sure all of your decisions, your life decisions, are related to the akhirah, that you can justify every single one of those decisions. You know, when you're when you're called up by the HMRC or by any government and they say, justify this expense, justify this action, justify this ruling, justify this decision, they ask you to justify all of these things. Or when you're going to an interview, they grill you and they ask you to justify every one of your statements, to qualify what you are saying. Believe me when I say this, on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of Akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, justify this decision that you made in the dunya. Justify this decision that you made for your family, for your children, for your business, or for the other things. What were you thinking? What was your goal? Did you not think? أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَسًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ Did you think we just made you willy-nilly for no purpose and you were not going to return to us? Now you are here. Justify your life. So the Sahaba Ikram, the Tabi'een, the Taba Tabi'een, the Salafus Salihin, these are the types of conversations that they would have with one another when they would meet one another. Not about sports, not about the latest fads, not about social media and all of these other things. They would talk about real things, things of the heart, things of action, things of substance, things of akhirah, things of the deen, not just things of the dunya. Look at the nasiha they would give one another after meeting each other in salah, and look at the conversations and the nasiha that we give one another. So, man aslaha sarira, that aslahu Allahu alaniya, that those who perfect and correct and fix their secret affairs, i.e. their hearts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would fix their external. And those who fix their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will fix their relationship with all of humanity. And those who concern themselves primarily, and they know they can justify their actions, and they prepare themselves for the hereafter, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice them for everything in the dunya as well as in the hereafter. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all and enable us all to have good, meaningful conversations and give each other good nasiha. Jazakumullahu khairan.